I hope you are doing very well. Welcome to the only show that dares to use flavors from around 200 pays, countries, and create a mind-blowing, as you say in America, dishes, and also the cooking show that in fact is a blatant metaphor, French word, metaphor, for the Global Alliance and Venture Team. This is a reflection of their work from 2013. I am a cook. Yes, I am a cook. But it is a great collective of chefs, cuistots, that make up to the scrumptious feast that you can taste from our kitchen, cuisine. So today we will learn some techniques and recipes from our team that will, as I think you say in America, rock you. But first, let's to the stove we are simmering. This is a stove, a dish, a fabulous Russian stew from Moscow. Moscow. Perfect for the hopefully chilly weather we will experience in Sochi for the Winter Olympic. The Comité Olympique. The dish has been painstakingly prepped by the WWS, Worldwide Sport, Group Director Peter Franklin, Thierry Bora, that one was easy because he's right, and Laurie Schottner of the Olympic Game Management Team, who have excellent taste and ability to really leverage your partnership with the International Comité Olympique and bring out those rich flavors. Seasoning the stew, very important. We have some help from a former Olympic medalist and intern in our team, Alicia Anderson, and to serve the dish gratefully to all our customers, consommateurs. We have Heather Puglisi, Margaret Boone, Vesna Malcevic et Tepi Alexandre, and the entire hospitality team. We'll let this simmer and bring to a boil at the beginning, au début of 2014. It is a complex dish, but I really think you will like it. Now, let's go to our field reporter and distinguished guest from Turkey. The country, not the Thanksgiving trick. Hande Aksoy, who is going to teach us a bit about growing and nurturing partnership that will season in many dishes. Hande, as you say, take it away.
Hi, thank you. Right now we are today at the Global Alliance of Ventures Garden, where we assess and plan our new partnerships. And we are here with our master gardener, Basu Serwan.
Misfit grains, and look at how they're growing right now.
Perfect. The Misfit are the ingenious sports tracker that we just started our partnership this year. What else do we have here?
Well, we also had planted some endomondo about a year ago, and that's growing very well, especially for the Powerade season.
Yeah, we are gonna flavor our existing assets like FIFA World Cup with this great new flavor. Okay, what else do we have in the bag?
We're also growing very much Spotify. Spotify is definitely one of the best vegetables for us.
Oh, it's one of the biggest vegetables that we have in the garden right now. Okay, what else do we have in the bag?
And the usual music dealers, you know, very efficient, great taste. It's one of the best selling products in the garden.
Perfect. And we have the last one, Backplane, I think. Backplane, where is Backplane?
Yeah, well, that thing is pretty much over there because it's growing a whole community, so it takes a lot of space. It takes time, but it takes a lot of space afterwards. So that one is a long shot, but we'll make it happen.
Great. We will keep doing what we are doing here, and back to you. Thank you.
Excellent. Merci, Hande. Very glad to have a little rich nursery of ventures to put in our dish. Now, let's go to the Allemand, the German, Master Prince Pinakat, who can talk to us about the dishes he has cooking. Prince, up to you. Prince, are you okay? Is everything okay?
All good, Eve. All good. Just a question of being fast enough during these fire drills. I don't know how these drivers do these. It really hurts in certain body parts. Anyways, I'm gonna serve you today a very fast food dish. And we're gonna start off with the exciting part that excites everybody, the dessert. And it's very simple. It's a combination of glamour, more glamour, and a whole lot of VIP experiences. And Nick Hayes mastered this area. He's now best friends with the rich and famous within the Coca-Cola system. Now, the main dish is wrapped around a piece of F1 in-store meat with sausage-sized street art. Music, and music is interesting. Music is very interesting. It's like curry. There's no such thing as curry. Everybody has their own individual combination and create their own type of curry, like Joe Belliotti did for the FIFA World Cup this year. And in the case of F1, Zoe Stainsby came up with a Swedish house-made dish called avici at 110 beats per minute to make it really tender. So I think this is tender enough. And to top it off, a good chunk of social media. And voila, you have a main dish. Now, to keep it all healthy and fresh, we have a lemon and lime salad. Alison Hill and Francesca Aguilar put together an amazing salad called Uncontainable Game, which led up to the NBA All-Star Game and has now evolved into the Sprite Street program being piloted in South Africa and rolled out next year. So overall, a very fast food dish and still wholesome. Back to you, Guy.
Danke! Merci beaucoup, Prince. Oh, everybody is getting very hungry. Yes, I am getting very hungry and I'm drinking too much. So I need to eat a little bit. Let's see what our guest, Liz, has cooking. Liz, your turn.
Bonjour, y'all. And I'm tickled pink to be here today. I'm going to teach y'all how to make a big, fat, juicy football hoagie. Now, first, I'm going to lay on some thick slices of expensive Swiss cheese. That's FIFA. International Football Federation. Not like pigskin, but like the kind of game you play with your foot. Now, Amber Steele, she's the best dressed lady on our team, and she manages the partnership with FIFA, and she does such a great job, y'all, because she is constantly working hard to squeeze extra value out of that partnership, and she gets us stuff we never would have gotten otherwise, so she's great. Now, as a FIFA partner, we don't just sponsor the FIFA World Cup, which I'm going to get to in a second. We sponsor every single FIFA tournament. There's like a dozen. This year alone, we have the FIFA Youth Cup, FIFA Interactive World Cup, FIFA Under 20 World Cup, FIFA Under 17 World Cup, FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup, FIFA Club World Cup. I'm managing those. In the FIFA Confederations Cup, Amber worked real closely with the Cook Brazil team to make sure that everything was delivered, and they just did a great job. Now, I'm going to put on a nice, healthy handful of curry, because we're going to talk about Arnaud Roy. Now, he is the global football marketing manager, and he's been working super hard in 2013 to deliver all of the FIFA World Cup IMC elements. The music, the shopper marketing, the digital, the TVCs, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he's been wrangling, you know, 175 some markets that, you know, telling them if they want to buy this sandwich, they need to eat it the right way, and they need to pay for it, if you know what I mean. And now I'm going to put on some more turkey. Now, Hyundai Aksoy, she's this bubbly Turkish girl on his team, and she's been doing the same thing he's been doing, but for Powerade. So delivering all those work stream elements and doing a great job. And she's also the co-lead of the Coca-Cola charter team. So she's delivered all the elements, visual identity system, you know, digital, TVCs, etc. for that as well. So lots on her plate, no pun intended. Now, I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to get it ready for takeout. Now, Brad, the boss, Ross, He's been leading the FIFA World Cup trophy tour together with his cute blonde sidekick, Anna Maria Gazda. And y'all, they've been taking the FIFA World Cup trophy to, you know, 88-something markets. And, I mean, it's a mission when I take my crock pot of chili over to Mike Loretta's. I can't imagine taking FIFA's most prized asset around the world halfway through, so y'all tune in for the rest of the tour because it's super exciting. And you might be thinking, oh, the sandwich, there's so many layers, and how are we going to eat it, and when are we going to eat it, and oh, how should it be served? Let me tell y'all, Global Hospitality Team, led by Heather Puglisi, together with Margaret Boone and Tepe Alexander, they've been putting together a sensational, world-class hospitality program. No other sponsor does it like we do. It's been a challenge. They've been having fine rooms in Brazil. It's expansive in Brazil. Who knew? So they've been doing such a good job, and I'm just so excited to be, to see what they have going for all of our key stakeholders and customers at those programs in 2014. So y'all, come hungry 2014. Help me eat this beast of a sandwich. Happy holidays, y'all. Back to you, Manuel.
Merci, Liz. Thank you very much. It is very enjoyable. Let's see now what we have, and last but not least, as you say in America, let's see what Mexican chef Cristel Valencia has to offer us. Cristel, your turn.
Gracias, Emmanuel. Hola, bienvenidos a mi cocina, la cocina Valencia. Mi nombre es Cristel, y me acabo de unir al grupo de Global Alliances Adventures de este año, por lo cual estoy muy feliz. Pero como ya me robaron bastante tiempo aquí mis gringos, y tengo mucho de qué hablar, vamos a empezar. Y si hay dos cosas que sabemos hacer bien los hispanos, es hablar y cocinar bastante rápido. Así que vamos a empezar. Bueno, muchachos, el plato que vamos a hacer hoy es un plato muy sabroso, muy simple, y le encanta a mis gringos. Es una quesadilla. Y lo que podemos decidir es si es de maíz o de harina. Hoy vamos a preparar una quesadilla de harina. Entonces, lo primero que tenemos que hacer es ponerle mantequilla al sartén. Ya que se calienta un poco, agregamos la tortilla, se agrega el queso y el jamón, si se puede, quizás chorizo quieran ponerle. Ya que se derrita el queso, cierran la tortilla y ya, está listo. Súper rápido, súper simple. Ahora lo que vamos a preparar es el pico de gallo. Lo que se necesita para el pico de gallo es un tomate, cebolla, cilantro, limón, sal y para los picositos, un jalapeño. Eso ya se sazona todo al sabor, como le guste a usted. Igual también se agrega sour cream y aguacate quizás, un guacamole se prepara ahí, igual con cebolla, cilantro, sal y limón. Todo se prepara así bien rico, bien sabroso y se agrega la quesadilla. Ahora se puede tomar con una margarita, quizás un tequila riquísimo, como quieran. Y ya, eso fue todo. Este es un plato súper simple, súper sabroso y súper rápido. Así que espero que lo puedan hacer en casa. Muchas gracias por estar aquí conmigo. Hasta luego.
Well, hello again. And merci beaucoup. Gracias, Cristel. That was very interesting. This is the end of our show. I want to say thank you very much, and we look forward to a great 2014. But remember, it takes a lot of cook to create a great dish. And not only in the Global Alliance Adventure team, but also in all the other teams. We need the help of Global Design, Global Content Excellence, Global Content Connection Planning, Global Coca-Cola Trademark, Global Flavors. Lots of flavor. Flavor is very good for the dishes. So, good luck. Good 2014. And as Julie always say, bon appétit.